Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we are buying NFL things, players, teams, concepts, etc. We're selling things. I'm going to start with this. I'm going to buy that teams become much more reluctant and a lot less aggressive on two-point conversions. I mentioned yesterday you're at 31.5% for this season. Obviously, there are situations where, of course, you're going to go for two, even if you don't think you have a good player, the context sucks for it. You know, if you're down eight at the end of a game, you're going for two. If you're down 11 and you score a touchdown at the end of the game, you're going for two. If you score to go up five late in the game, you're going to go for two. Like all of the obvious situations. But those situations that have just kind of become situations in recent years because of the analytics people saying this is the right thing to do based on, you know, the probability and the historical, like going for two in the third quarter when you score down 14 to try to make it a 6-point lead instead of kicking for seven. I think we're going to see less of that moving forward. We've seen that backfire multiple times. We've seen it work too. But I think, you know, there's going to be a memo that gets out to all of these teams from, you know, somebody who's paying attention to this saying, for whatever reason, people are not 50-50 on two-point conversions this year. This isn't what we should be thinking about in terms of, oh, if we miss this one, we can get the next one. It's not working out that way. It's more like one out of three. So that doesn't make sense then to go for two when you're down eight, you know, in the third quarter. I'm buying that the two-point conversions outside of the obvious ones become less and less in terms of attempts this season. And we'll see, you know, there are different places that measure, you know, two-point conversions, and then you can look at, you know, kind of the last three games, the last six games. It's something I will track, and I will report back to everybody as to whether or not I got it right or wrong. But if I'm a Giant fan, if I'm, you know, this gets to the point where it just doesn't make any sense to people. And the Giants are 0 for 4 on two-point conversions. They had no business going for two when they were down 24 to 10. And especially with the way they did it, they dropped Daniel Jones back. Seriously? What are you buying?
I'm going to buy the Chargers getting into the playoffs in the AFC. They're currently 5-3. They already had their bye week, and I'm looking at the remainder of their schedule. They do have a lot of games because they had the bye week already, but they have matchups with Tennessee. That's going to be this weekend, and they finish their season with the Broncos, Patriots, Raiders. Those final two games are on the road, but all of those I would consider to be winnable football games for them, which would get them to 9 wins. That middle portion, you get the Bengals, the Ravens, the Falcons, Chiefs, and Bucks. That's a tough five-game stretch, but if you can take just one of those games, I think the Chargers end up with 10 wins on the season. So I think Jim Harbaugh finds a way. It's not the sexiest way in the world. They're not a fun team to watch necessarily, but I think Jim Harbaugh gets a way into the playoffs in year number one in Los Angeles.
I'm going to buy the Los Angeles Rams to make the playoffs in the NFC. They got something going. You know, they were potentially traitors of, you know, even a guy like Puka Nacua or Cooper Kupp. They've won three games in a row, including, you know, the last two against the Vikings on Thursday Night Football and Seattle in overtime on Sunday in a huge game to get back to 4-4. They still have a late season game against the Cardinals. They still have a late season game against the Niners. Matt Stafford's playing at a really high level. They're able to run the football with Kyren Williams. Now, Nacua got hurt a little bit and then got tossed a little bit. He got tossed for throwing a punch in the game. But DeMarcus Robinson has emerged as a big-time, you know, contested catch guy. I think the Rams, as a 4-4 football team, are going to end up in the postseason in the NFC. I think it could be as a division champion, but I think worst case, it's as, you know, say the third wild card, second or third wild card. I like the way the Rams are playing. I like their vibe. I love the way they're coached, and I think their quarterback is a badass. Buying the Rams to make the NFC postseason.
I'm going to buy... You'll be stunned by this, but I am going to buy a little bit of the stock in Cincinnati right now. I think the way they beat the Raiders this weekend, I mean, Joe Burrow is one of the only guys that's thrown five touchdown passes in a game this year, and he's done it twice. You can't fake desperation. You and I say it all the time. You can attempt to manufacture it as much as you want, but real desperation is something that can't be faked. They got a game tomorrow against the Ravens that's really going to be telling about what this team is, but if they beat the Ravens, I think they're going to find a way to get themselves into the postseason. They're playing really well on offense right now after that Philadelphia loss a couple of weeks ago, so I'm going to buy a little bit of stock in Cincinnati finding a way to get 10 wins and into the postseason.
I am going to buy an upset Sunday. Indianapolis at home, after losing to Minnesota Sunday Night Football, to beat the Buffalo Bills outright Sunday at Indy to kind of stay in there in the AFC battle for the postseason. You know, Buffalo is, you know, they're 7-2. 7-2, right? 7-2.
Correct.
They've won four games in a row. They've been very impressive on offense. I think you can move the football against Buffalo. And I think the Colts played an absolute great defensive team Sunday night. And this is their chance to kind of hang in there, get back to 500. They're playing it at home. The line is a bit short. Buffalo's on a roll. I like the Colts to come out and play very well. You know, they're a good football team roster-wise, Denton. They've got good players. Like, their receivers, Pittman Jr., Downs, love Downs, love Alec Pierce. They got a guy. Have you watched this guy, Ashton Doolin, play? Undrafted, free agent. This guy can just flat out fly and is a major weapon. They used him in a fly sweep the other night. Their offensive line with guys like Quentin Nelson, good defensively. That guy Grover Stewart, DeForest Buckner, Kwity Paye. I think Shane Steichen is a good coach. I think the Colts are so much better than their record indicates. Flacco did not play great on Sunday night against Minnesota, but I think Buffalo's defense will actually be at home an easier defense for him to attack. There's a big upset brewing Sunday. It's Indianapolis to stop Buffalo's four-game win streak outright. I'm buying the Colts against the Bills. I have one more purchase before I get to a sell, but do you have another one?
No, go for it.
I like the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't know what happens Sunday. I think Washington has a really good chance to win the game. I think it's a toss-up. The action, I think, will be pretty much split. I haven't looked at it that closely, but I'm going to guess that the action is going to be pretty split across the board. I give both teams a chance to win it, but they're a tough football team, as always. But Russell Wilson's been a bit of a difference maker, and they do have weapons. The two backs are excellent, including Jaylen Warren. Pickens is good. Calvin Austin is good. They just added Mike Williams. Freiermuth is a really good target, especially for a guy who likes tight ends in Russell Wilson. Of course, the key is getting consistent play from Russell Wilson in terms of distributing the ball, making plays off schedule. And then defensively, you know, they've got major game-changing players led by TJ Watt. I think we've looked at Pittsburgh the last few years and said, man, that Tomlin, he'll get them to 9-8. They're not very good, can't really score. They're different this year. The Steelers are going to be right there with the Ravens in this division. They play them twice. They play them next weekend after playing Washington in Pittsburgh, and they play them on that Saturday of the triple header college football playoff game. They play them in Baltimore that day. They also have games, you know, still with the Bengals. They have to play the Eagles. They have to play the Chiefs. But I like the Pittsburgh Steelers version 2024. I think they're well coached. I think they've got much better players. And I didn't think it was necessarily going to be a lot different with Russell Wilson versus Justin Fields, but it has been so far. This is going to be a great matchup Sunday. I like the Steelers to get to double-digit wins this year. If they don't win the division, they're going to be right there in the postseason, and they're not going to be fun to play. Different Pittsburgh team this year. That's what I'm buying more than anything else. All right, what are you selling?
All right, I only have one sale, but I think it's a big one. I'm selling the combination of Doug Peterson and Trevor Lawrence, which means in turn I'm selling Doug Peterson. I don't think they're working well together. And one of the characters in this story just got $270 million this offseason, so you're obviously going to keep him. I think the Doug Peterson thing has run its course in Jacksonville. I don't know that it's necessarily fully his fault. I think Trevor Lawrence has not played up to the standard that many people expected him to play. I mean, he was supposed to be the best quarterback since Andrew Luck, and I can tell you, he does not look anywhere near the same stratosphere as Andrew Luck as it relates to play in the NFL, especially at a young age. So I think that pair is going to be split again, and Trevor Lawrence is going to be operating under his third coach next season. It's been a very, very abysmal year for Jacksonville, sitting at 2-7. So unfortunate, but goodbye, Doug Peterson.
Yeah, that seems like a complete lock. I'm going to sell just because they've won three games in a row and they're atop the division in the NFC West. And you've liked this team more than I have, and you might end up being right. But I'm selling the Arizona Cardinals as a non-playoff team in the NFC, even though they'd actually be a division winner if the season ended today. They've got a very tough game Sunday against a Jet team that's rejuvenated and can move the football. They have to play at Seattle. They got to play at Minnesota. They still, you know, have the Rams and the 49ers. I still do not trust Kyler Murray. I understand there are going to be games where Kyler Murray is running around and he's making plays, and they've got good backs. You know, Connor's good, and this DeMarcado guy is good. Did you see the end of the first half? Did we play that highlight the other day, yesterday?
The DeMarcado run? Yeah, we did.
We did. I've never seen a team in run-out-the-clock mode at midfield decide not to take a Hail Mary with, I think it was 8 seconds left. They ran a draw, and he scored from, I think it was 55 yards away or something like that, 53 yards away. How do you let somebody at the end of a half run without being touched for a touchdown from 53 yards out? I bet you that has not happened very much in the history of the game. Just something about Arizona that I'm just not a believer in. I think it's number one. I think it's Kyler Murray more than anything else. So I am selling the Arizona Cardinals from making the postseason. What else? Anything else?
That's all I got.
I mean, I think I did this last week. I think I sold the Atlanta Falcons just because defensively I just didn't think that they were anywhere near good enough. Now, I didn't sell them from winning the division. They beat the Cowboys and they got after Dak Prescott. They're the team that's going to be an interesting team in the NFC. They keep getting better offensively. They can beat you by running the football or throwing the football. If they just get a, they're kind of like Washington, Denton. Without the you know, elite quarterback. Kirk's very good, though, and playing at a high level. But defensively, that's their Achilles heel. And if they improve just a little bit defensively, they could easily win 11 or 12 games and be hosting at least a playoff game, if not two. Like, I discounted the NFC South winner from being in that conversation of a top two seed. I still look at it as the NFC East winner and the NFC North winner. But I think the Falcons are so good offensively that they just need a tick up. And I think they have the easiest remaining schedule in that division. So they're going to more likely than not win that division. All right, we'll do five burning NFL questions when we come back. We've got a guest on from New Orleans. John Hendricks will join us. He is with Sports Illustrated to talk. Marshawn Lattimore was somebody who's been watching him recently. We'll do that at noon. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, and the Team980.com.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com